The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yes. Today's a beautiful day here in New Jersey.
Yes.
I was out moving the lawn furniture in before winter hits.
Oh, too late.
But at least it's dry here today and it's mostly done.
I'm excited about today's show.
Yeah, me too.
Spark your sense of wonder.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, I had the most wonderful moment yesterday. I've had lots since yesterday, but I was talking to my mom on the phone and I saw a female cardinal chipping away at the ice on our pond so she could take a drink. And they're very subtly colored. They have orange beaks and they're kind of like orangey, rosy color, and you know the male's around somewhere because they always travel together, and it was just so sweet. When you're being here, life
is sweet
and wonderful.
And we finish each other's sentences.
We really do.
So when we do,
please include it. Sometimes we even simulspeak.
Just like that.
If you want to kindle your sense of wonder whilst listening to the show today, so that you don't have to wait,
I suggest you listen to the show rather than listen while you're doing other things.
If you really tune in and are here with the sound of our voices, the sound of the caller's voices, the sound of the commercials, like you're really here for what's happening.
Listening as though it's supposed to be what you're hearing. Listening as though this is what your life is about in this moment. Then magic can happen. Will happen.
By the way, today's show is live. It's the last live show for about a month because Shia and I are preparing next week to go down to Costa Rica for our annual intensives in instantaneous transformation.
Our immersion courses.
Our immersion. They're not really intensives.
No,
they're more like play shops.
Right.
And so if you would like to call in with something that you'd like to speak about regarding sparking your sense of wonder, the phone number to call is 866-472-5795. 866-472-5795.
You know what I just realized inhibits our sense of wonder?
What?
Working on problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because our sense of wonder can only be accessed in the current moment of our lives. We can't access our sense of wonder through our thought processes, because you can't think yourself into being wonderous about life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're worrying about the future, you know, if you are worrying about the political situation and the world situation, then that's what takes up your moment. And you can only have your moment be occupied with what it is occupied with. So if you're here for this moment, life is indeed wondrous. If you are worrying about raising a flag and a banner in charging the Bastille, then you will lose your sense of wonder for the magnificence of your life. Anyway, that's enough of my pontificating.
You're very funny.
That too.
You know, as you were saying that, Shai, it occurred to me that what you're describing also is a little piece of the three principles of instantaneous transformation, the second of which is no two things can occupy the same you at the same time.
Yes.
And if you are consumed with either complaints or concerns for the future or talking to yourself, let's just stop there. It doesn't matter what you're talking to yourself about.
You're not where you are if you're listening to the conversation in your head.
And then there is no sense of wonder.
Right. The other thing is this. Listening is a skill set. And what you have to do to truly listen to another person is suspend your own internal judgment system where you think you know what they're talking about and you fill in their sentences with your conclusions and you change the words they use to fit your system of knowing. Now, you can do that, but that's not what true listening is about. True listening is discovering how to hear another's point of view. Now, the interesting thing about that is it will also pull you into the current moment of your life, and that is where wonder exists, in the current moment. Thinking about understanding is truly the booby prize in life.
You know, thinking about generally happens when you resist something. We're jumping back and forth now between the three principles, which I have no problem with. The first principle is anything you resist, you dominate your life. It persists. It grows stronger. It eats your moment. And so when you say no to something, you don't want it, you don't prefer it, you don't like it, you wish it were different, you judge it for one reason or another, you get lost there. And when you are lost there, your sense of wonder dries up.
Have you ever noticed that you follow thoughts and they take you far, far away from what's happening in the current moment?
Yes.
I just saw this note I wrote that because my doctor's office called and I need to call him back and after the show. And it caught my eye and then my mind went following the thought about why they called. And then I was not here for you, any of you, not just Ariel.
Perfect example. No two things can occupy your experience at the same time either. Third principle, though. Is anything you see without judging and you're back here again.
Right. Brings you back to the current moment of your life. First principle, of course, is anything you resist, you say no to, don't want, don't like, wish we were different. Which, by the way, happens to be most people's opinion about most things. That keeps you forever stuck in those things that you say you don't like.
Hey, we have a caller. Shall we take him?
Okay.
Mr. Vin, where are you today?
Hello. I'm in Kaiserslautern in Germany.
Kaiserslautern.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yes, you said it right.
How good.
It sounds because there are a lot of American army bases around here, so the Americans call it K-Town.
K-Town.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, welcome to our show from K-Town.
Yes. Great to be on your show.
Thank you.
What can we do for you?
So, yeah, I mean, you were just talking about the three principles, and I feel like I had a great example of the third principle yesterday. So in the morning, I happened to open the drawer where I usually keep my passport, and it wasn't there. Which wasn't good news because I needed to fly to Costa Rica next week for the immersion courses with you guys. So I spent about a few minutes looking in other places where it couldn't be, and it wasn't anywhere there either. And just then I had to leave the house to catch a train. So I figured I could just as well drop it and stop thinking about it and just continue the search when I got back home. And I did, and at some point during my journey, it just out of the blue occurred to me, oh, I haven't checked my coat pockets yet, and there in an inside pocket, right there it was. And, that just really amazed me, and was a good reminder of, like, a lot of other times when not finding an item could just be a reason to go into a major upset.
Well, you know, as you say that, I think of the headlamp that I lost. I knew it was in the house somewhere. It should be. But for the past 3 days, since we're packing for Costa Rica, I have this headlamp, you know, that snaps on your forehead and you can see in the dark and all that.
Yeah.
And I misplaced it. And it should have been here, you know, and I searched high and low. And every day I'd walk around thinking, it should be here. I know it's here. And I couldn't find it. So last night we ordered a new one off the internet. And this morning I'm packing stuff to take on the trip. And I reach into a bag and there is my headlamp.
Oh.
But it was perfect because we got a bright orange one to replace it with, and that is one of Ariel's favorite colors.
Wow.
So now we both have headlamps.
Yeah. Smart of me to order one that I like. It's going to be neon orange. That way you won't lose me in the dark.
Good.
Yeah.
But I like what you say, Vin, because I think that lots of times we can get consumed with something and it repeats over and over. But the moment you notice it, you have a choice. And we were talking with some folks last night. The idea around a transformational lifestyle is not to, it's not about never losing your way or being, quote, in the moment always, or it's really about being honest with yourself about where you're at, what you're doing, what you're thinking without judging yourself for what you see. And when you do that, you keep coming back to your own personal center very easily, as opposed to have long, drawn-out upsets like you were describing.
Yeah. Yeah, and what I also found very cool is that one of the things I've also heard you say is that if I'm not busy enough, that can get me into trouble. So I actually felt if I didn't have that train to catch, I might have spent like another hour just looking for it. So it was actually also cool that I was busy enough in that moment, to put it that way.
But, you know, that was one of the reasons I decided to buy another one, was because the amount of time I was spending looking for that flashlight, I could have used to earn a lot of money. If I liked working that much.
Yeah, that really is true, that when there's a big gap in activities, sometimes we fill it with drama so that we have something to do. So, thanks for giving us your example of the third principle. And it really is true that sometimes when you take your attention off of something that you might consider a problem, the answer comes to you when you're not chasing it.
Yeah, like in the shower.
Or on the train, in your case.
Yeah. So I also wanted to mention, I really enjoyed the teleseminar with you guys last night, the international call.
Yes.
And I also just wanted to give a shout out to Silke, who I learned listens to this radio show regularly. It was great spending the call with you last night.
Well, thank you. Yes, our next international teleseminar will be about the theme of magical relationships. It's not until February 9th, but if you're listening now or live today or any time in the intervening weeks, if you want to join us for the international call, you can go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and you can see if there's a hub near you. Different people get together in different hub cities and join each other to call in to the international call. Yesterday, we had many cities in Germany and Switzerland, sometimes Paris and Hong Kong are on. We had people in the United States, in the United Kingdom. And it's a really lovely way to get together and talk to people from all over the world about your experience of transformation. And so you're invited. You can find out if there's a hub near you, or you can start one of your own. again, at transformationmadeeasy.com. Thanks for reminding us about that, Vin, because it was really sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, I have one question for you.
Yes.
Before we let you go, do you have anything that you felt a sense of wonder about today?
Yeah, so I'm actually at the, in the house where I grew up, in my parents' house, and I spent quite some time playing the piano today, which I haven't done in a long time. So that was, I felt like a sense of wonder how much came back, how quickly, and how quickly it came back. And I was really, I really enjoyed it a lot.
That's great.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can picture that. Thanks for calling. We have a couple of people waiting, so appreciate your call in today.
Yeah, thanks for taking me. Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. All right, we have Andrea in Switzerland.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hi,
hello, Andrea.
Andrea.
Hello, it's so lovely to be on the show today.
Well, thank you.
I just sit in my living room and look at the sparkles that are left over from Christmas. So I just love the theme, Start the Sense of Wonder in You.
Yeah, I love the quote. If you're just listening to the show and didn't see the setup, there's a wonderful quote that we used from Albert Einstein. It said, there are two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. And it really is about how you approach things.
That's beautiful, because I just realized before I met you or met Transformation, I guess there wasn't much wonder in my life. And these days I have enjoyment in so many different things. You know, I just cook soup in my kitchen and got my hand all pink because I was chopping beetroots. So I have pink hand now. It's just, and I just love doing that. And with my work, I'm a singing teacher. I enjoy everything that I do so much more these days. It's really cool.
That's great.
Well, what if I were listening for the first time and I'm not experiencing enjoying things? What do you? You know, of course, I know coming to our seminars has really had an impact on you, but personally, in your day-to-day life, how do you go about it, or what do you do that has you enjoying things?
Different things, actually. Well, I feel like these days I include people in what I do. I share myself with people. I share things that I love. I share pictures on Facebook. I share Transformation with my students. I just share myself. I extend myself to people. And also, I feel like whenever I find myself in an upset or complaining about things that I, quote, have to do, I also include my friends. I just give them a call and, you know, talk to them, and that always gets me back on track. And also, just engaging with everything I do. It doesn't matter whether I'm in the office, whether I'm teaching, whether I'm buying groceries at the store. I'm just much more engaged, and that's really helpful.
That's excellent.
Hey, Andrea.
Yes.
We have to go to a break now. Can you come back with us?
Yes, I'd love to.
Excellent.
We'll be back with Andrea, so come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
You don't have to make a resolution in order to call us. You really can. If you're listening live today,
just pick up the phone.
You want to express yourself? Try it out. 866-472-5795. By the way, we mentioned with Vin the next international call. The next Monday in New York City will be this coming week on the 11th. And then we'll be doing the Magical Relationships Evening in New York City on February 8th. We still have room at the Fun as the Access Way to Enlightenment course this weekend. So if you want to join us, you can send us an email, pick up the phone after this show, of course, and we can give you information. It's in New York City, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
And we're going to have fun.
Yes.
And if you want to have fun, join us.
Yeah, why not?
It'll be fun.
It does sound like fun. You with us, Andrea?
I am here.
You know, as you were talking in the last segment about engaging, what does that mean? If I'm new to this, what does it mean, engaging?
For instance, I just had an example in my mind when I'm waking up in the morning and I have the thought, I don't want to get up. I just, instead of engaging in that thought and by complaining to myself, I just get up, start my day, make coffee, brush my teeth and stuff like that. I look what needs to be done. I look what's in my environment at the moment and I just go with that. Even if it's picking up a plate that I left on my table in the living room and bring it back to the kitchen, stuff like that.
That's great. So I'm just going to underline a couple things you're saying for people because they're so important. What you may be hearing and what Andrea is saying is that she's differentiated between her thoughts and reality. So she can have the thought, I don't want to get up, but she doesn't have to listen to that as if it's her, as if it's true, as if it's a dictate that means something, so that she's capable of bypassing those I don't want to thoughts and get moving.
Well, you know, those I don't want to thoughts happen with just about everything.
They happen in a gap when you're not fully, to use the word we were describing now, engaged, when you're not actively, proactively going about your life as if it's your idea. And that is the other thing that you're describing, but it's so seamless with you now, Andrea. You may have even forgotten it used to be different, where you'd see the dish before and it would be like, oh God, I have to. And now yeah. you pick it up as though it's your idea or the ultimate expression of you, or it's the thing you most want to do in that moment, as opposed to a chore.
Yeah, that's true. And I feel like my whole day-to-day life level of energy because of that. I feel like I'm much more in a flow and I can just do things instead that I have to think about 10 times about them, whether I should do it or whether I shouldn't do it. It's really at ease, I feel, these days. It's really
That's
easy.
Great. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Genuinely.
You know, you started out when you were speaking with us about you were looking around and seeing the sparkles in your apartment left over from the holidays. And one of the things I'm finding with not only with you, but with people who attend in our community either and listen to the show or do things with a consistency is that there is becoming this ability to unapologetically be oneself. So like on Monday night, Leah and Andy, a couple who attend regularly workshops with us and do a lot of things in our community, were talking, Leah was talking about her holiday gift to Andy, which was that they were going to read a comic of his choice each month together.
Comic
books were not something that she had an interest in prior to meeting Andy, but he has such a passion for it that she thought the best gift she could give was her interest in something that was so important to him and something he got so much joy out of. And he stood up and was talking about comic books and the difference between Marvel and DC Comics or Image Comics. And it was just like eating yummy hot chocolate. I mean, it was just so yummy listening to him be so excited about the minutiae surrounding comics, where he's allowing himself delight in the things that delight him rather than trying to be sophisticated or grown up or our kids' idea of what mature is.
It's beautiful. It just makes me smile. I can feel the enthusiasm when you're talking about it.
Yeah, and you know, it was very interesting. I learned more about comics in one night than I probably ever had known. So that was very fun.
Cool.
Excellent. So I actually asked this of Vin. Any other moment of wonder that you'd like to share with people?
My red, still look at it. It's pinkish, reddish. It's just beautiful. And I had some love with one of my newest students today. Sorry?
Can you start over? Because you broke up a little bit. You cut in and out. Could you start over?
Yes. I said that my reddish, pinkish hand I really like. And I had some beautiful, really beautiful moments with one of my students today. We were just having so much fun in our singing lesson. So that's my wonders of today.
That's excellent. You know, when you have fun, you learn a whole lot easier than when you're being hard on yourself. That is certainly for sure.
Well, yes. You know, yes. If things don't go the way you think they ought to, you frequently offend yourself and take yes. yourself away and don't play. So the game is to, one, not offend yourself, and two, if you see you doing that, stop.
Yes.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much for calling in today.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll see you in Costa Rica very, very soon.
Oh, yes, next week. Can't wait.
Yippee.
Yes, next week.
Oh, my God. Yes.
All right. So, shall we take our next caller? We have Mark holding for us.
Okay.
You with us, Mark? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, guys. I'm calling in from West Hurley, New York.
Ah, we know it well. Welcome to the show.
We used to live up around West Hurley, New York. In fact, we lived in West Hurley, New York.
Do you have snow up there?
Yeah, well, we have some snow that came last week. And it stuck around a little bit, but it's starting to melt. Yesterday it didn't melt because it was like 8 degrees here.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes. I want to talk, you know, the subject of the show I think is great, you know, about this, your sense of wonder. And, you know, sometimes that I feel like, you know, I do have that. And the example would be sometimes I'll just drive home and it'll be dark out and I'll pull up in front of the apartment and get out of the car and the stars here are very bright and there's a lot of them. And I'll just look up and I'll just be caught for a moment in this feeling of some kind that it's just really special. The other night I looked up and I saw the moon in addition to the stars, and it was just really, you know, unique. It was a great, great feeling. But
so
I don't,
when do you lose it?
It's funny because, yeah, I'm not sure that, I kind of lose it when I then go inside or I kind of turn my mind towards something else. And I think maybe that I have a problem with that it doesn't, somewhere in my mind, I think it's a random thing, that having a sense of wonder is something that only happens at random and that I don't have any kind of ability to affect how much wonder I can absorb.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one of the things in listening to you talk that curtails your sense of wonder, and that is how much you judge yourself and second guess what you're going to say so that you don't get to a complete sentence for a long time.
So if you were a writer, it's the equivalent of editing and writing at the same time where you're backspacing and changing words as you go. There's not a natural flow to your self-expression.
It's as though you're not sure you're going to say it right, rather than trust yourself to say what you have to say and it'll come out okay.
Yeah, I could definitely feel that happening.
Yeah. So part of the reason why you feel that your sense of wonder is random is that self-checking mechanism, the thing that keeps checking in to see how you're doing, as you said, is an inward thing as opposed to being engaged with your environment.
And Ariel asked you earlier when it goes away, and you said when I go inside, and I was wondering what you meant by that. Do you mean you walk inside your apartment?
Well, I think that's what I meant, you know, for that situation where I was looking up at the sky. But I think it also is true when I go inside myself.
Yes.
Right. So either one of those are true, but, you know, your sense of wonder isn't restricted by the environment you're in. You know, I'm sure the stars in West Hurley are captivating and they're brilliant enough to pull you out of your thoughts so you see them.
Yes.
But you can slow down, Mark. You're doing things really well. Everything's working in your life. You can slow down enough to enjoy where you are rather than think you have to get somewhere else.
Well, one of the things you're describing also, though, when you're talking about looking up at the stars when it's dark outside, is that there's a certain vastness to the scene. It's large, but there's not a lot of visual distractions. So when you go inside your house, also, if there's a lot of incompletions around, they can visually pull you, which is what Shai was describing earlier in the show, he'd made a note because he'd gotten the call from our doctor's office right before we went on air, and he couldn't complete the conversation, so he made a note of the question he had to ask. So when he looked down, it re-queued up that question. So we folded that piece of paper and put it aside so he's not having to look at it. I think lots of times as people go through their day, they get busy going somewhere, and there's a debris field in their house. Well, I don't know about your house. But
Ariel actually said it earlier. She said that if there are incompletions in your space, in your life, things that you've been resisting doing, which is really quite interesting, resisting doing what you're going to do anyway just eats your life up, because you can do it and move on with your life. But the resistance to doing it, every time you see those things, you have the thought, oh, I've got to do that. And it's amazing how much time you spend thinking about what you have to do and just not doing it. You know, I like the Nike ad, just do it. Just do it.
I have to tell you, one of the things that's really been helpful for me in the last couple weeks is because around about this time of year, things get very busy and compressed, and we're handling all the details of what needs to happen in groups in Costa Rica. So with 160-some participants over the 2 weeks, there's lots of logistical details. And so, but also the things that have to do with what would normally happen in our office over the next month are things that need to be completed before we go. So one of the things that I do is if I have a thought about something that needs to be accomplished, I put it on a list. So I don't have to try and keep remembering things. And what happens for me, because I'm very good at going down the list and completing things, I'm not saying, oh, it's on the list, it's handled, or it's on the list and I don't want to, I'm actually doing things. It's a tickler file to remind me things so I don't forget. It allows my visual, my hearing, my senses to be opened up, because I'm not centered on trying to remember things to do, to accomplish it before I leave. And I think,
well, you know, when you say that, those things that you think about pull you away from what you're doing. See, you can only be doing what you're doing in the current moment, and the degree of attention you pay to what you're doing determines the quality of the work you produce. So if you're really there while you're doing what you need to get done, like washing the dishes, then they get nice and clean in a very short order. But if you're complaining in your thoughts that you have to do the dishes while you're doing the dishes, then life gets very disorganized, and you keep falling behind, and things that should take no time take forever.
Well, I actually found that yesterday I had a number of things on my, quote, list that are bigger ticket items, things I had to handle with itineraries and whatnot. And I went into the kitchen and I made a cup of coffee, and there were a few things that were dry in the dish drainer. And I had the thought to put them away. Mm-hmm. And it was so much easier to actually complete the things in the kitchen, so it was done. It wasn't something pulling on me anymore.
And I have to go back in there and do that later.
Yes, so I actually think that is something that Andrea was touching on earlier, was the ability to notice something and in real time take care of it rather than keep shunting things off to another moment in time. And it allows you to be here for your life so that you're actually seeing things and being with them.
I love that you say that, to be here for your life.
Speaking of being here, Mark, we're going to go to a break. Will you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Most excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Here.
is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
By the way, Shia and I may be going to Costa Rica, and a number of you may be going to Costa Rica, but in New York City, whilst we are gone, there will be some meetups, and some very talented people are leading them, and you can find out about what the themes are and where they're located, again, on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. Also,
say yes to your life meetups.
Yeah, and you know, another way to say yes to your life and to take care of people is to share the show. And we've been getting emails from people, and a shout out to those people who wrote us things at the beginning of the year thanking us for the show. We appreciate it. We appreciate our listeners. I am actually really touched by people who are looking at what's possible in their life and using a transformational approach to find meaning and have things be easier to take care of the people around them. And by the way, I know there's some really wonderful radio shows coming up because we have pre-recorded the shows that will be airing while we are gone. And the conversations were really wonderful. And so I can say for certain things coming up are great. By the way, a shout out to our friend Anne in Kansas City, who had indicated that she wanted to call in for the show today, but she's gotten ill and she's in the hospital. So we're hoping that you feel better very quickly and that you heal up soon.
Yeah.
And also just
get well soon.
Yeah, really, we're here for you. Shout out just in general to all our listeners. Really, happy new year, and thanks for being with us.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for listening.
All right. You
Oh, by the way,
yeah?
Share the show.
Yeah, why not?
You know, let people know that there's a possibility out there that they might not see or might not have come across before.
Well, especially this time of year. Because people have, like, looked at what they did, quote, wrong last year, what they want to improve. They've made resolutions. They're busy working on themselves. And when you make a resolution and you're...
gets in the way of your sense of wonder.
It really does.
because then you get driven to produce what you think is better than where you are in the current moment. And the current moment really is where your life is taking place. It's not someday, somewhere else. It's not when you get to that that it will begin. It's already happening right now. You just have to be here for it. Hence the name of the show, Being Here.
You know, I often give away a lot of my photographs. I love taking photographs of all different subjects, but a lot with nature. And the calendar this year, our Transformation Made Easy calendar, has all photos that I have done, and we put it together. And the image on the front is a jaguar who's looking at me. And we recently framed a number of pictures because I just didn't have any of them or very few of them for us. And Shia put them up beautifully around the office. So it's really amazing to be doing the show today and have that jaguar looking at me. And that jaguar is also looking at Shia. He is so there that it doesn't matter where you are in the room. It looks like he's looking at you. And it is, it's really wonderful. By the way, if you want to see this picture, you can go to my website, arielkane.com. I have a lot of my lovely pictures up there.
Yeah.
I forgot that I have that.
Still hanging with us, Mark?
It's great that you were just talking about the calendar.
Because, yeah.
I have it right up here in my office next to where I work. And I'm looking at January, which is this just wonderful frog who's looking very active. He's like,
yeah,
in kind of
he looks like he's about to jump into the new year.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really enjoying it.
And they have very colorful frogs in Costa Rica.
They really do.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there for the second course in
Excellent.
A couple of weeks.
That's great.
Well, you'll have plenty of time then to get cold before you come, and so you'll really appreciate it there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So is there anything else you wanted to talk about or ask, or any sense of wonder moment that you wanted to share with us?
Well, I did want to say that everything that you said about being distracted and having, you know, not being on point with things, because I have a lot of incompletions, it's all very, very much what I feel like I go through. So it was really, really helpful.
That's great. And yeah. You know something? Don't make a resolution to complete those incompletions. Just look around, and if you see something that's incomplete, if you feel to, just complete it. And then pretty soon you have a space around you of space. You know, there's this quality of not being pulled upon by your universe. Then you can actually be where you are rather than have a conversation with yourself constantly about what you have to do that you haven't done.
Yeah, I find that when I do stuff like do the dishes and, you know, and clean up around the place, I do feel that. I feel better, and I never really kind of thought about why before, but it's just good to have things not nagging at me.
That's great.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We have one more caller, so we will take her and see you soon. See you. If we don't see you, will we see you next Monday?
I think
or do we
see
you this
weekend?
No, I have a project that I have to get done, so I won't be able to come.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, enjoy your project. Do it as if it's your idea.
That's great. I will.
All right. Excellent.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. We have Christina.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling in from New Jersey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You know, the sense of wonder, like I find that it's something that I've been discovering recently with myself, is that when I keep my word with myself about things, about how I'm eating or say I'm going to do something and do it, I feel like I have more wonder in my life.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is.
that you're recognizing that when you disappoint yourself by breaking your word with yourself, it dims everything?
It does. It's like, I know you say, like, what you do one place is how you are one place is how you are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it just, once I just start being honest with myself and doing that, that it, everything kind of shines or is more technicolor.
Vibrant.
In terms of vibrant, yes.
That's a good word.
Yeah, I like that word.
You know, it's odd, but when you really get into the current moment, everything becomes three-dimensional.
Yeah,
and the color has become vibrant.
I really see that in our seminars, like Monday nights, but particularly weekends in Costa Rica, when everybody slows down, and visually it's almost as if they're cut out from the air. It's like everything really is, as you're describing, mm-hmm. three-dimensional and crisp and crystalline.
We had quite a few moments, but we had a moment on Monday night that I felt was magical that way, where people were so engaged you couldn't hear a pin drop, and there's a rug on the floor. So
yeah, and I was there Monday night, and I definitely felt that. I felt like everybody was really truly listening.
And that's such a rarity in our world, because most of the time people are busy trying to think about what they have to say so they look good, so they seem like they're in the know, so they are acceptable or proving that they are okay somehow. And it's just such a stress on people to have to constantly try to prove that they are okay when they are okay. See, what most people don't get, Christina, is the moment is perfect, exactly as it is with everything that's happening. And I know that there are weather events happening on our planet. I know there are political events happening that people are not happy about. I know there are lots of things going on that people disagree with and wish were different. But the truth of the matter is, if you're here, those things don't impact you. They do and they don't.
Well, they impact you or potentially impact you, but your well-being
stays intact, no matter what the circumstances.
Right.
You know, as you guys were talking about that Monday where everything became so crystalline and you could hear a pin drop. When I was working as an actress, that's the thing I really loved, when you could create a reality or create a moment and the audience got caught up so that they forgot everything, their stories of their life, what was happening outside. But and there was this moment that was created and it got still. But what I love about Mondays and weekends, and sometimes with this show, is that when it happens, it's not some alternate reality. It happens because people are being here. We get in sync. We are being ourselves, and that authenticity resonates so completely that people aren't dreaming of being somewhere else, wishing to be somewhere else.
But are actually engaging in their current life circumstances in that moment. You see, and most of us are so intelligent that we follow our thoughts through our life rather than allow ourselves to be where we are and appreciate what's going on. And it may not fit your pictures. It may not be what you would prefer, but if you're here for it, and operate as if it is your preference, life becomes extremely exciting and passionate.
That's how I've been feeling recently. I know with the new year, and you know, people make resolutions to lose weight, and I have that in me. But I feel like I'm a lot more kinder to myself, And just, you know, I am the way that I am right now, and if I just, and I'm just eating really well and feeling really good instead of having that goal to lose the weight right away.
Well, you know, I love that you've invested also in this past year, Christina, in being a coach for people's eating, and you have lots of different modalities. And you were telling me the other day that one of your clients no longer has sleep apnea and doesn't have to use that machine at night to make sure he breathes through the night because he used you as a coach and followed things, and his whole life is different. And I think that is pretty amazing. And as long as you're with us before the end of the show, if I wanted to have you as a coach, which I already do, so it's too late, but if I were a listener and wanted to have you as a coach, where can they find you?
My website is christinasaylor.com. So it's C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, S as in Sam, A-Y-L-E-R.com.
And don't forget, it's not sailor like a sailing person. It's sayler.com. And pretty soon on our blog, we're going to have a list of all the resources of all the people in our community who have things to offer. So you'll be able to find that as well. So if you're not yet on our email list, the Excellence Club, sign up. You're going to find out all sorts of resources that happen in our community. It's a great way to be connected with people, as well as our Facebook page, Transformation Made Easy, our YouTube channel, Transformation Made Easy, the letters easy. So there's lots of ways to connect with us. Hey, Christina, thank you so much for calling today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure having you on our
show. Hey, yeah, next week's show is A Recipe for Life.
A Recipe for Life.
That sounds interesting.
It does. Well,
we'll just have to tune in and hear about it.
Yeah, so come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.